With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Officials say the suspect in the death of a University of Georgia student is an illegal immigrant. Jose Ibarra was arrested for the murder of the 22-year-old nursing student whose body was found last week in a wooded area near the school. Ibarra is from Venezuela, reportedly came to the U.S. in 2022. He's charged with felony murder, false imprisonment, kidnapping, and concealing the death of another. New York City marks the anniversary of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing.
The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey holding a memorial mass Monday in Manhattan, marking the day a van with explosives was set off in the garage of the original World Trade Center, killing six, injuring more than 1,000. Charlie Makish was the Port Authority's World Trade Center director at the time, offering a prayer of intercession.
That the agents of terrorism and violence will come to see the futility of their ways and turn to the paths of peace and reconciliation.
Six people were convicted. A seventh remains on the FBI's most wanted list. The bombing, a harbinger of the 9/11 terror attacks. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, a grocery store merger is blocked.
Saying the $24.6 billion deal would eliminate competition and lead to higher prices for millions of Americans, the Federal Trade Commission has filed a lawsuit to stop the merger. It was joined in the suit by the attorneys general of eight states and the District of Columbia. Kroger and Albertsons agreed to merge in October of last year. The company said a merger would help them better compete with Walmart, Amazon, Costco, and other big rivals. Both companies immediately said they would challenge the FTC in court. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is SRN News. A warning from a Christian researcher.
As America's attention turns to the 2024 presidential race, Dr. George Barna of the Cultural Research Center says the country's problems run deeper than politics. His research shows very few people possess a biblical worldview these days, and that must change if the nation is to be saved. Barna says, quote, "The only true hope is a period of spiritual renewal. Placing the burden of uniting this divided country on the shoulders of a president is unrealistic." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece became the first majority Orthodox Christian nation to legalize same-sex marriage this month, but observers don't expect others to follow suit. Ukraine is considering a bill that would legalize gay civil unions, but it's tied up in the legislature and is not expected to pass. Russia outlawed same-sex marriage in the 2020 constitutional revision that added a clause stipulating marriage only is between man and woman. This is SRN News. The Palestinian government resigns in a step towards a post-Gaza war overhaul. The latest from the Media Alliance, Felice Friedson.
Taking a significant step in preparation for an end to the Israel-Hamas war, Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Mohammed Shtaya submitted his government's resignation to President Mahmoud Abbas. The outgoing body, which has been largely dysfunctional, will be replaced by a technocrat government. Many oppose Abbas's continued role as president, arguing his five-year term of office, which has already stretched out into 16 years, has seen its day. Former Deputy Prime Minister and Chairman of the Palestine Investment Fund, Mohammed Mustafa, may succeed Shtaya. Moscow will host a meeting this week to begin talks regarding the future of the Palestinians once the war ends, and in particular, the Israeli hostages. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.